Hello, little man. It's great to have you here. You're listening to the From the Hip podcast with Albert Hathazi, and it's IOMO Day 12, whatever that means. Come on in, take off your socks, and put something in your ears, and have a listen here. Hello there, it's your host Albert Hathazi, and welcome to the From the Hip Podcast Audio Mode Day 12. Today, let's talk about some of my favorite podcasts. Three of the biggest podcasts, or the podcasts that I listen to almost on a regular basis, these are the ones for sure that I would probably check out first. These are entertainment podcasts, and I'm going to start with Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. Now, Gilbert Gottfried is quite the character, and I'm sure you probably know who he is. But he is very prolific and known for his vulgarity. Now, that might turn you off right there, but underneath that, this podcast is created from his New York apartment, where he talks about Hollywood legends and the behind-the-scenes people who influenced his childhood. And there's some gems here. Some of these people he's getting on the show are just incredible. These people are historic figures in entertainment. They tell stories that I had never even known could exist, of course, but just amazing stuff. Now, the title of his show, Amazing Colossal Podcast, is not made because he thinks it's so great. It's actually based on, I think, a 50s-ish type movie that had a similar title. I'm going to tell you a couple of other things that I really like about his show. There's fantastic stories, but what he does with his co-host Frank Santopadre, which is a writer and he's also a big entertainment fan, is that they go over... They talk about these movies that you may not have ever seen or even thought about seeing or would never have known about. And some great gems in there that if you're interested in exploring movies that you may not have seen or that are off the beaten path and the great stories behind them, they give you these titles to check out. They also have suggestions on YouTube clips that are really buried deep but that are gems and historic in their own little way. So the only thing I would say about that show is if you're sensitive to language, you're not going to like that. But if you get that behind you and you're cool with that, you will find a lot of gems, especially if you're into movies and the old-time 50s TV shows and those great stars that really forged the path in the world of entertainment, Hollywood, and TV. Just fantastic. Okay, let's move on to my second choice podcast. Here's a podcast that I can honestly say I've never missed an episode, and they've been doing this for over 2 years now, every week, with a little bit of a break in between. It's called Ear Biscuits with Rhett and Link. If you look for Ear Biscuits on any podcatcher or iTunes, you'll find it. Rhett and Link are the modern day definition of internet famous. These guys started, much like I did when I was young, recording into cassettes, doing skits, taking their parents' video cameras, but they're a duo. I was never really a duo for any long period of time. I'm mostly solo work, but there has been some duo work in my life of entertainment as well. These guys are hilarious. They have a YouTube channel that is... 6 million, 7 million subscribers now, called Good Mythical Morning and Good Mythical Morning 2. They do YouTube videos. They're musicians, singers. They call themselves Internetainers. Very, very good. They interview other YouTube celebrities. So if you're into that and you want to find out some of the behind the scenes there too, what goes into it, the creative process, which to me is absolutely riveting every week. I love hearing about it. I love hearing about their stories of how they were brought up and what influenced them, because to me it's like they're talking about me. I'm living it out through them. Of course, but all of these other people are very famous and work way harder than I do. Okay, that's Ear Biscuits with Rhett and Link, number two. And the final one I want to talk about now is the Carson Podcast with Mark Malkoff. Mark Malkoff is also a gentleman who's done some crazy things on YouTube. He actually was a writer at the David Letterman show for a while. And I think he also worked with Stephen Colbert. And he does some internet stuff. But what he did, he was, I guess, enthralled or fascinated with Carson. It's been a long time since Carson's been gone. I think the last episode of the Carson show, Johnny Carson show, was in 89, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. I could be a little bit off there. But he also talks about these people that were involved, the comedians that came on, and what Johnny meant to them, the people behind the scenes. I mean, I learned so much about the whole culture of Carson and the way things work and the entertainment biz and how you got discovered. Really, really interesting. The thing is, it looks like the Carson Podcast is either on hiatus or he stopped, because I haven't seen really an episode in about a month. That was a show that I really liked. There's a ton of back catalog that you could check out that I think you will like if you're into that. So I figured if you are interested in some of the entertainment and comedy things that I'm interested to, and if you listen to what I do, influenced by everybody on my list here to some degree, I thought maybe you would enjoy those podcasts too. And that's going to be it for day 12. You crazy people. Of course, I don't mean you're crazy. I'm the crazy one. You know, I cook. I do movies. Do interviews, and I always ring the cowbell. Actually, no, I'm the one telling people to ring the cowbell. More cowbell, baby. I put my pants on just like you and me. Same, we're the same. Tune in tomorrow, day lucky 13 of the Other World Challenge. See you later, kitty cats.